on the right. Slot receiver is McConnell. Wanky offset. The left motions across. Again, left and well in the backfield. Option play. Scarlett keeps himself. Touchdown, Tyler Scarlett. Touchdown, Huskies. Huskies win. Tyler Scarlett with the quarterback keeper on the option. Gets across the end zone for another touchdown. Michigan Tech wins 30-27.
Double overtime win for the football Huskies on Saturday. What a great game it was. Tyler Scarlett with a game winner in double overtime is with us right now, the junior quarterback. Congratulations, Tyler. And why don't you take us through your thought process on that last play?
Thanks for having me. Last play, third and short, we ran a zone option play. And the guy was actually supposed to be pitching off, kind of took himself out of the play, came inside the box, and, our tackle and tight end that made a nice zone block and sealed the edge, and I just kind of made a little cut in the end zone. It was awesome play.
Was there a point before you got there that you knew you were going to get it, or things are looking pretty good even before you got to the line of scrimmage at all, or no?
I liked the play call when coach sent it in. I went up to look at the play, and I figured they thought we were probably going to run something up inside, that we usually do. And when I saw the guy come inside the box, I thought it was looking good. And, as the play went on, I knew it was going to be a touchdown.
when you get the play calls, you obviously know what it is immediately and what the coaches are thinking. But on this particular play, obviously you're at third and short, and if you don't get it, you're kicking the field goal to probably tie and go into a triple overtime. I'm guessing you thought in the back of your head, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, our defense helped them do a field goal, and we got the ball second. So, that's our time to, go and win the game with a touchdown.
Now, talking about the game as a whole, you guys were in control in the first half. You go up, 17-7 after the first half of play, and feeling pretty good. And really, it held them to 7 points until the third quarter, or the midway through the fourth quarter, and they make the comeback. What are you guys thinking as a team? Oh, no, here we go again? Because you'd given up big second halves the previous 2 weeks.
You just gotta, keep your composure, realize what's happening in the game, and they made a little run themselves, got some momentum, and we gotta be able to handle that kind of adversity, and be able to, when we go back on offense, respond, as offense when that kind of stuff happens.
Do you think that's been one of your the things that you've kind of grown into better as a football player now, is the ability to respond from adversity like that? I mean, here you are in your third year and you're still breaking records and getting better as a quarterback when you started off as a very good quarterback.
Yeah, I definitely think that's something I'm getting better at. You understand, how the ups and downs of football game and, things, real, when stuff is real, really important, defense on their heels or something, they're real, and offense, we need to keep them off the field for even if we get just a couple of first downs, keeping them off the field, let them get a breath, that kind of thing.
Now you've got a whole new receiving core this year. You had 5 senior wide receivers plus a senior tight end who you like to throw the ball to a year ago. How's it been going with the new guys, and how has that transition been for you?
I mean, it's definitely been interesting. Our wide receivers last year were real solid and lost two. And, it's been interesting, with a bunch of new guys. Like, the first time we went on the first game, none of those guys had ever played a snap wide receiver for us. So, but it's definitely been going good. I like that group of guys. They're, a lot of fun to be around.
Brandon Cowie and Jordan McConnell, obviously the two top pass catchers this year. And McConnell, let's go back to a couple weeks against Northwood. The unbelievable play. Twice this year we've won the game on the very last play of the game, where the score has gone from us losing to us winning on the final play. That doesn't happen a whole lot in football on the very last play of the game. That's happened to us twice now. What did you see on that touchdown at the end of regulation against Northwood?
Yeah, that was a freak play. I've never been a part of something like that. We called a play to try to get a dig in the back of the end zone, and I threw it up there. It's not enough air, and it got tipped. And McConnell was gladly running that same route he was running, and just bounced right into his hands. And he was, right place, right time kind of thing.
And yeah, that's got you guys at 5-4 right now as you head into the final game of the season. And not your final game, but a lot of teammates playing their senior day. Talk about, you know, the Warriors of Wayne State coming in and just the overall game, the final one of the year.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing for, you know, the seniors, and there's nine of them, and it'll be their last time playing, and, you know, we want to make sure they're going out as a winning team. 5-5 or 6-4 is a big difference, and we want to make sure that they're, you know, going out a winning team. We can say they won, I think it'll be 4 years in a row with a winning record, so...
Now you've got you've tied the career touchdown passes record with 59, and I think you're less than 300 yards, probably just around 200 yards away from the school record for total passing yards for a career. Yet you've got a whole season left. How have you been able to do that, and what do you credit that to?
I just credit to, you know, my teammates and my coaches, you know, having faith in me and you know, making catches when I need them, you know, calling my number when, you know, they could, you know, just want to be running the ball or, you know, that kind of thing, and, you know, just believing in me and, you know, making plays for me.
How about? Go ahead.
So I just say you're very understated. You know, I mean, you're not a real rah-rah guy. Are you different in the locker room than you are maybe out in you know, with the media or the public? Because you're a quiet leader. Are you like that in the locker room too?
Yeah, I'm usually, you know, quiet leader. I'm not, you know, like some guys, you know, on game day are getting all excited and, you know, listening to, you know, rock and getting all going. I'm listening to, like, calming music. I'm just trying to, you know,
well, okay, so what calming music are you listening to now? Is it's not Air Supply or anything, is it?
No, actually, I like some, like, 90s alternative.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. And so.
All right. That's cool. How about, you're from Clarkston, Michigan. Talk about your recruiting process. Who recruited you? How did you get to Michigan Tech?
I didn't have a whole lot of recruiting in high school, maybe like a little bit from Central Michigan, but yeah, not really much. Hillsdale, Michigan did, Grand Valley at the very end, and Michigan Tech, and, you know, Michigan Tech just seemed like the place to be. It seemed like they wanted me the most, and you know, I want to be an engineer, and so it just, you know, kind of fit together perfectly for me.
And how awesome to be coming in as a freshman and just, you know, start right away and be the guy.
Yeah, the timing was part of it too. You know, yeah. There's, you know, Short and Heim were both seniors on the way out. That was my true freshman year, and so my redshirt freshman year, I got, you know, a chance to battle for a starting spot.
How about academics? What are you studying?
I'm in civil engineering right now, and I should be graduating. Let's see. I should have 3 semesters left.
All right. So this one next spring, and then so next fall you'll be graduating?
No.
Or spring next after spring. This one. All right.
Yep.
So
cool.
Well, we look forward to the game on Saturday. How about quickly, family? Tell us about your family.
Okay.
Give them a shout out.
Yeah. I have a sister, an older sister. She lives in Buffalo right now. She's working for General Mills. I have a younger brother in high school. He's a junior. He's playing football and basketball. And my mom and dad, I love those guys. They're always coming to my games. And my dad makes the trip up here usually every week, about 8 hours. And he does some construction. My mom works for Chrysler.
Cool.
Yeah, I think I talked to your dad maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago at the home game.
So. Well, you've probably heard his voice. He's pretty loud. And
he's the opposite of you. Huh?
He's excited. Yeah.
All right, Tyler. Well, congratulations on your unbelievable success. Only not even 3 years in the books yet, and we have one more game at home. And it looks like the weather's going to be okay, 42 and cloudy, but doesn't look like any rain or snow in the forecast. So not bad for
is
November.
That good or bad?
No, I hope it's nice.
Yeah. Quarterback, yeah. Probably does. And those defensive players maybe want the snow.
Yeah.
But November 16th, you can't ask for much more than 42 degrees and overcast skies. So
yeah,
we wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a great game. Wayne State University is going to be in town. Game starts at 1, and our pregame on Mix 93 will start at 11:30 from the VIP tailgate party. And we'll talk to you soon again, Tyler. But congratulations again, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Tyler Scarlett, outstanding quarterback for the Michigan Tech football team. We've got more Drive Time coming up right after this, including a hockey player for the Michigan Tech Huskies here on Drive Time.